It's Morning Edition on 91.9 FM WUOT. I'm Kevin Richard Daugherty. Truck Beat is the latest component of the East Tennessee Listening Project on WUOT. The Truck Beat team has been traveling around East Tennessee asking people what they want to know about health and healthcare and examining those issues in depth. But despite the name, they haven't been using an actual truck until now. Truck Beat producers Jess Maydor and Matt Schaefer-Powell explain.
That's right. Truck Beat officially launched in November, and since the beginning, we knew we needed a truck where we could set up a recording studio. We wanted it to be a food truck-style truck, so we searched everywhere for months all over the country and the internet, and it turns out it's not as easy as it sounds to find a food truck without a kitchen that's in good condition and for sale within a reasonable distance of Tennessee, and it had to fit into our modest budget.
After months of fruitless searching, we started to lose a little hope. But then, a chance meeting with Channel 10 WBIR reporter Becca Hoberger led to a promising tip. WBIR was selling its old 1982 news truck, better known to many around town by its nickname, the Bread Truck, because that's what it looks like, a bread truck. And that was it. We bought it. But first, we wanted to find out a little bit more about it. So Jess hung out with one of its longtime drivers to learn some of the truck's backstory.
The truck has spent much of its time at WBIR's headquarters north of downtown Knoxville. From the main entrance, I follow a set of stairs down to a big employee lounge and equipment room. Piles of TV cable and equipment are stacked and ready to go in case news breaks. At the back of the building is a giant space with a special name.
We call this the Bread Truck Garage. This is actually just a storage facility in the basement here at Channel 10. But it's also the garage where this truck has sat since it was bought in 1982. Brian Newman, I'm the engineer here.
Newman is one of only three people to drive WBIR's bread truck over the last three decades.
This was purchased in 1982. We purchased it so that we could do more live content from the World's Fair site. We also wanted to be able to take our news entire long format shows on the road. Once the World's Fair ended, that was what it was used for. It's gone a lot of places, as far south as New Orleans, but only as far north as Louisville. It's been to the Biltmore House. It's been to most state capitals around, Nashville several times.
The truck stands nearly 12 feet high. It's white and branded with NBC's classic Peacock logo.
It runs great. It's only got 54,000 original miles on it. Other than that, it's been garage kept its whole life. You can honestly say a lot of times this was only driven on Sundays.
And you can tell. The outside is shiny. It looks almost new. But a little room behind the driver's seat is a time capsule of TV production before digital technology even existed.
You come in here and you turn on the lights. And most of this equipment, I'd say 90% of it, is original to the day that it was bought.
There's a landline telephone and cigarette butts in an old ashtray.
This is what switched all the cameras that you plugged into the side of the truck. So, you know, take camera one, take camera two, take camera three. I sat here during the shows and I watched these two monitors here, and then I could use this to switch and look at the individual cameras without interrupting what was going on the air.
Newman takes a look through some of the other relics inside the truck. An overstuffed cardboard box on a low shelf brings back a flood of memories for him.
I mean, just about everything that involves this truck is in this box. Basically, owner's manuals for all the equipment in here, like the original drawings and blueprints.
On another shelf is an empty cigar box.
For a long time, the tradition was at the end of every road show, when everything was packed up and done, some of the crew got together and they puffed on a nice cigar to, you know, congratulate themselves for an accomplishment well done.
Newman's got mixed feelings about saying goodbye to his old friend.
There have been a lot of people that come before me that purposely took very good care of this truck, and they were very proud of it and drove it all over the place and spent a lot of their time in it. And I'm the one to come along to get rid of it. So to see it go, it's bittersweet. It's been here. It's been a fixture here. It's kind of like having an anchor that's been on the air here for a long, long time. You hate to see it go. But it needs to be used. It's what it's designed for. That's what its intention is. It needs to be used, not set in a garage its whole life. On to bigger and better things.
I hope we can take good care of it.
I don't know that your insurance would appreciate that, but I'd love to come drive it again sometime.
With that history in mind, we began planning how we'll use the truck for Truck Beat. All along, we knew we wanted to take it out into different communities around town to collect people's thoughts and questions about the issues that matter most to them. But first, we wanted to ask what you would like us to do. So we sent our own Liz Wood out with a microphone to Market Square in downtown Knoxville. She asked people in 10 words or less what questions they have about health or healthcare in East Tennessee.
Am I feeling about healthcare in East Tennessee or
healthcare
in general?
Needs to be more socialized.
It'd be nice to have healthcare at some point.
Most people should have access to it in some shape or form.
To like the information that they need.
Access to healthy food.
Too many restaurants, too many big people.
A lot of the homeless people, you know, can't get healthcare.
It'd be nice to get my teeth fixed up sometime.
The mental health care for veterans coming back from Afghanistan is very poor.
Very bad.
Or cheaper health care for college students.
My question is,
how we go about paying for it and making it happen is the question.
I guess I'm kind of like stuck in the middle.
I'm kind of caught up in the medical system.
I'm not insured.
And that's how TruckBeat works. We bring the truck to you, and you tell us about the health issues that affect your life, and we'll do our best to report on them. In the coming months, you'll hear us examining such topics as obesity, as well as access to health care and mental health services. And we've been looking closely at an issue that affects every single one of us here in East Tennessee, addiction. If you want to see the truck, we'll have it out at Cooch Park in downtown Knoxville until 4:30 today. We hope you'll stop by and let us know what's on your mind. In the meantime, remember you can find each episode of TruckBeat on SoundCloud and on our iTunes podcast. And don't forget to follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter.
I'm Jess Mador.
And I'm Matt Schaefer-Powell. TruckBeat on WUOT is brought to you by Finding America, a national initiative of the Association of Independents in Radio, with financial support from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, the Wincote Foundation, the John D. and Catherine T. MacArthur Foundation, the National Endowment for the Arts, and the WUOT Lauren P. Murphy Endowment Fund.